And so again, for this introspection, like with all of them, just make sure you've got some quiet space in which you can safely close your eyes and relax and open in your being. This time, again, this is a fairly short exercise, about 10 or 12 minutes or so. So make sure you're not interrupted, that your phone is switched off, and you're really in some quiet and safe space. And then just take a seat. Make sure you're sitting comfortably. And then close your eyes and take a few slow, deep breaths. In. And even slower out. And in again. And right out to the end of the breath. Letting each breath cause you to relax and open inwards. Let all awareness turn inside your body. Presence becoming present to itself. And now ask your thinking mind to relax and wind down, like a ceiling fan whose power has been switched off. Let it slowly come to rest. And now let awareness sink deeply inside your body. Let it slowly slide down into your chest, your heart, your stomach, your belly area. Relaxing even more deeply with each breath, with each sensation you feel. And as this relaxation continues of its own accord, now in your mind's eye, imagine being effortlessly transported, wafted back in space and time, to a time and place where you made a significant life decision. Preferably one you still feel good about. So a positive decision. It could be when you said yes to a date or a relationship, or even when you chose a healthy life partner. It could be when you chose a job or a career that you like. It could be when you decided to live in a particular place, or when you chose a specific home. It could be a time when you chose some lovely clothes, a car, a vacation, or some equipment. It could be when you chose to bring home a pet. Or it could be any other time when you decided to take action, to do something proactive or decisive in life. Any one of these is fine, even if it's not yet fully clear to you. So just allow yourself and your mind's eye to be carried right back to that scene, back to that moment. Seeing the picture of the environment and the people who were there. Hearing the sounds of speaking of background noises or your own internal dialogue, and feeling the sensations and emotions that were present at that time. And now slow things down and gently bring them just to the point at which you decide, to the exact moment you made the choice, and pause there. Now make a minuscule adjustment and let the scene go back and settle at the instant before you make the decision, to the split second prior to choosing. And let your sense of this tiny slice of time expand and open. Let your body relax as you let this moment, this millisecond before you decide, get bigger and wider. Let all awareness into this slice of time. Open with, rest in what you're feeling. What are you feeling emotionally? Just allow this feeling to naturally arise, to be present, to be felt. What feeling is here? Whisper it out. What emotion are you feeling in this split second before you make the decision? Just let it be present. Whisper it out. And then notice, what else are you feeling? Just open a little wider or deeper and check, what else is here? What other feelings or emotions are present? And just welcome them. Let them be felt. Whisper these out. What else are you feeling? Great. And now inquire, which of these is the strongest emotion? Which is the most important, the biggest, or the most dominant? And now welcome that specific emotion to be fully present. Welcome it to be really felt. Whatever this emotion is, it's welcome to be here. Just open with it. And whisper it out. What is this? What feeling? What emotion? And now ask yourself, if this emotion were allowed to be fully felt, what impulse arises with it? As you fully welcome this feeling to be present, just notice, what action does it trigger or drive? What does it want or even require you to do? What choice becomes obvious or unavoidable when you allow this emotion to be here? Just whisper it out. What action or choice does this emotion bring with it? Okay, great. Now come to neutral and let go of that memory and those feelings. Just loosen your body and imagine a neutral space. And now allow awareness to give rise to a different time when you made a decision not to do something, when you held back on something you may have wanted to do, when you neglected to say yes or braced and decided to say no instead. Maybe this was a time when you failed to do something and later regretted it. A time when you might have made a healthier or more self-supportive decision than you did. This could be a circumstance where you could have reached out and connected with someone you were attracted to, but you didn't. Where you could have applied for or accepted a job promotion. Where you might have made a healthy stretch or taken a healthy risk in life, but for some reason you decided not to. It could be a time when you wanted to break out of the norm, free yourself from the routine of daily living, but just didn't take the necessary action. Or it could be any other time when you held back and played small rather than fully engaging with life. Any one of these is fine, even if it's not yet fully clear to you. And in your mind's eye, just allow yourself to be gently guided back to that time, to the circumstances and the memory relating to that decision. The decision to not act. Just allow yourself to be carried right back to that scene, to the moment of decision. And you can begin to see the picture of the environment and the people who were there. And hear the sounds of speaking, of background noises, or your own internal dialogue. And feel the sensations and emotions that were present at that time. Now slow things down and gently bring them to the point at which you decide, to the exact moment the choice is made. And pause right there. At the exact moment at which you decide. And now make a minuscule adjustment. And let the scene go back and settle at the instant before you make the decision. To the split second prior to choosing. And let your sense of this tiny slice of time expand and open. Let your body relax as you let this moment, this millisecond before you decide, get bigger and wider. Let all awareness rest in what you're feeling. What are you feeling emotionally? Just allow this feeling to naturally arise. Allow it to be fully present, to be really felt. What feeling is here? Whisper it out loud. What emotion is present? What are you feeling? And as you feel that, just inquire, what else is here? What else are you feeling? Just allow your being to open a little wider and deeper and check, what else is here? What other feelings or emotions are present? And whatever they are, just allow them. Welcome them to be felt, embraced. And now ask, which of these is the strongest emotion? Which is the most important, the biggest, or the most dominant? Which is the strongest? And now welcome that specific emotion to be fully present. Really feel it. Welcome it all. And now inquire, if you allow this emotion to be fully felt, what impulse arises with it? As you fully welcome this feeling, just notice, what action does it trigger or drive? What does it want or even require you to do or not do? What choice becomes obvious or unavoidable? Whisper it out. What action or choice does this emotion bring with it? Okay, great. Now softly allow awareness to come back to the present moment and the present place. And you can take a good long deep breath in and let it fully out. And you can open your eyes when you're ready. And then it's time to turn back to the book and to keep reading.